Naughty at 6:40.
Now, in the world of AI, I'm kind of the expert on the show, Carly, because you're afraid of it.
Well, I don't really understand it. I did actually join ChatGPT the other day, and all I did was enter all my personal details. And
no.
Is that not what you do?
Do not give them any details.
Well, because they wanted to know about me so that they can customise things for me. So as far as I've gone so far is just entering my bank details
and general
background information.
Mother's maiden name, stuff like that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Hey, this is Naughty at 6:40.
Your security questions for your bank.
Absolutely. Now, this is where we get a little bit more risque in the show, and you're about to find out why, because these are the top 10 weirdest questions asked that people asked AI and revealed by a new survey by a sex toy brand called, is it Lelo? Lelo?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know, mate. You're the expert when it comes to that. I'm the expert at AI. L-E-L-O.
Well, we've all got our area of expertise.
.com. So there's some I can read out, some I can't. First one I'm going to read out, and this is an interesting question.
Are being cheeky with ChatGPT?
Well, they just want information. So instead of Googling it, they're asking for a more personalised answer, ideally. So, for example, this question. How can I get laid quickly? That is a 14-year-old boy asking that.
So have we got the answers to the questions, or have we only got the questions?
So ChatGPT took a respectful approach here and employed the user to enter into relationship with feelings and boundaries that are based all around them.
Okay.
That's a nice answer from ChatGPT.
Yeah, but it's also the long answer.
Long and short of it. This one's interesting. What is the perfect rhythm and tempo I should be giving to?
Sexy time.
Sure.
Okay, what did it come back with? These are great questions, by the way.
So once again, ChatGPT came in and said that you should be having open communication and consent between sexual partners to find out what they like.
What's that look like in a song form?
I reckon
Crazy Frog.
No, Innocent Eyes by Delta Goodrum. There's a lot of blurred out words in this next one. Oh, wait, I just realized what word has been blurred on. No, I'm not reading that one. All right, what about this? My penis is too big for condoms. Can I use a trash bag or something?
People are not seriously saying that, are they?
Written by a user called One Elephant. No, and then they... The problem was considered fair play by
people.
AI. They responded with saying, I do not recommend using a trash bag.
I worry about people.
Here's an interesting question. Can a girl get pregnant from a toilet seat?
No, people are not. And this is AI. So this is in the top 10. So there's more than one person.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
AI said it was very unlikely.
Did they not have to sit through those awkward PE lessons?
Yeah, I don't know. This one is, why do I feel like a werewolf during sexy time?
What is going on with the general public?
No. I asked that question. Oh. I do howl a lot, sweat a lot, and get hairy. They said that it
just
was
watch that new Isla Fisher show, Wolf Like Me.
It'll okay.
Answer all your questions.
They said it was a symbolic expression of strength or empowerment.
Right. That and the fact that you like to howl at the moon after.
Absolutely. Reading the rest of them here. Okay. Last one. I'm not going to read out the whole 10.
I cannot wait for this.
So, just to clarify, this is our Naughty at 6:40 segment, and these questions are being asked to a ChatGPT-like program, right? Who would be the main people asking dumb questions like this to ChatGPT? It's teenage boys, right?
You would think so.
You would think so. And this kind of cements that. Or a teenage girl in this case. Can you get pregnant if a boy touches your breast with his mouth?
I'm so worried about people out there.
It's
the
kids.
Fact that people are now, but are we now outsourcing?
We always were.
Oh,
that's
you know
the
what's happened?
We're doing when I was
the
a kid.
Parents are like, "This is great. I don't have to do the birds and bees chat
Absolutely.
Anymore. Just ask ChatGPT."
Absolutely. For their generation's ChatGPT, our generation was Zoo Magazine.
No, you know what it was? It was that book that everyone
had.
Where did
I come from?
Yes. And your parents would just awkwardly give you that and then leave the room?
I read that the other day, and that's how Julia got pregnant. I finally learned.
Oh, you're learning.
I'm learning.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.